Probably good for you.
That's for that reason.
Alright, so where are you at? How is your recovery coming along?
Oh, it's progressed well. It's been a long process. I mean, it was 4 to 6 months, with 4 months really kind of out of the question from the beginning. So it's, you know, we've passed that now, and it was my first full skate today. So it was nice to get out there with the guys and just participate fully. A lot of hard work behind the scenes just to get to this point. So I'll continue to do the same, and it's encouraging, and hopefully the guys can continue to play well. I mean, that's helped in the process too, just being around this group that has, you know, put a, you know, last quarter of a season together that a lot of people counted us out to be in the mix has definitely helped with the process as well.
You have anything in your mind in terms of a date where you'd like to kind of keep an eye on? Or?
Yeah, when I feel 100%. Obviously that's not the case yet, so and that's in all honesty. I mean, it's I can't pick a date because I may not feel 100% on that date. So I've gone through stuff like this before, and you start setting dates, that's when you know, sometimes you set unrealistic goals. So when I feel 100%, I'll be back playing, and obviously we'd like that to be sooner rather than later, but that's the way these injuries go.
How has this process been for you? Unfortunately, you've been here since before, but how has this one been for you?
This has been the toughest by far. I think mentally you know what to expect. I think physically this one's been the toughest, just with the type of injury that it was. It's it was a grind, a lot of days, a lot of, you know, especially when it happened. I mean, hopefully that's it. The string of bad luck is over, but you get over that quick and you start to rehab, you start to see the progression. But it's from a physical standpoint, this one tested me for sure. So that's why it's just even satisfying to be able to get out here and just practice with the guys. That's a good start.
Get the timing of it too. I mean, you're playing some of the best hockey of your career too.
Yeah, I mean, same when I broke my leg too. So for whatever reason, that those scenarios have happened, a lot of what could have been. But that's life. Things like that happen. You get tested in a lot of different ways. So for me, it was tough. Obviously, I had an injury. Tough to watch the guys struggle there for a bit, you know, and see this season unfold the way it has. But like I said before, it's encouraging the way things have gone lately, and that's helped me in the process as well.
You mentioned, you expect to play before the end of the season?
Like I said, when it's 100%, I'll be back. It's honestly a question I can't answer. I've had a lot of ups and downs in this rehab process where it feels like it's never going to get better. And then you have a week where, you know, it goes, you know, through the roof in regards to how you're feeling. So there was never really any expectation or any set dates from the beginning. It was something that, you know, they throw that 4 to 6 month range. I mean, 4 months was kind of out of the question at the beginning. It was, you know, to be honest, probably closer to the 5 month mark, but things have progressed well. I'll be playing when it feels ready. Today was the first skate. Can't say that it feels ready right now, but it was a start, and hopefully after a few more of those, you start to gain some confidence and you go from there.
Feeling 100%, like what do you need to feel in order to feel that way, as far as the way you're skating, the way your body shots after practice, or what kind of things you're looking
for? Yeah, no, you have no restrictions. You feel like you do before there was a surgery there. Obviously, you know, even when I came back from your broken leg, obviously there's, you know, the curve that goes with coming back from something like that, the, you know, the inflammation, a little bit of pain after, but it's, there shouldn't be any uncomfortable moments on the ice, and you know, some of that's mental too. So you know, I've been through this before, so I think I have a good understanding of what my body needs to feel like in order for me to get back on the ice.
There's a little mental part of it now, you think?
Yeah, I think it's helped me going through the leg thing, kind of, you know, taking that first, you know, hit or fall or stuff like that, where you trust the repair. So today was a good step in that as well, just getting out there. Obviously, you know, guys aren't going out, you know, contact practice, but no one's going out there hitting me. I mean, it's just to be around the guys, not knowing, you know, someone can fall on you, just being prepared for that type of stuff. It's easing when you can go out there and have no issues like I did today.
Get back to November when you went off the ice, you kind of knew something wasn't right. You know, what was going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, I knew something definitely didn't feel right, and thought it was just something minor at the start. I mean, something, you know, you just feel something and you think, okay, it's gonna, you know, release or unclick or whatever that feeling that you have is. And you know, it wasn't until, you know, you get the MRI and you hear that you're gonna be done for a while, you need, you know, a major surgery to fix it. So it was frustrating. You know, obviously very, you know, a lot of emotions went through your head, especially with, you know, the expectations we had as a team coming in this year and the expectations that I had on myself and the way both the team and me personally got off to a good start. It's frustrating. You're in a little bit of a downward spiral for a couple of days, and, you know, it happened so quick. The next day I was out in bail having surgery. So you get on with it quick and you start the rehab process, and it goes from there.
Good.
Thank you.
Still waiting on.